Four lanes of traffic cut through Columbia City, a Seattle neighborhood south of downtown. The small business district reflects its heritage of residents. An African import store, Asian restaurants, an Italian plumbing supply company. Kate Gill co-owns a bar and cafe in a former hotel. The area is undergoing something of a renaissance. Gill and her partner were drawn to Columbia City 8 years ago because of the old buildings and the tree-lined street.
The trees are beautiful, and they provide shade for us. They have a really pleasing aesthetic to our neighborhood that makes it look older, more cultured, a little more civilized, I guess. It sets us apart from a strip mall.
The strip mall and big box stores have come to define American retailing in the last two decades. Columbia City and places like it are a throwback to an earlier time of local stores and characterful streets lined with trees. These are precisely the streetscapes that University of Washington researcher Kathy Wolfe studies.
What we have found is that it creates a mood. The trees create a mood. They create a message of welcome. They create a place that tells people they want to be there or that they should be there. And that's what business is all about these days.
Wolfe conducts her research by showing people pictures of different street scenes, some with trees and plants and some without. She then tries to get participants to put a value on the streetscape shown in the photos. Results so far?
They claim that they're willing to spend 9 to 12% more for these goods in places that have a quality urban forest.
Wolfe says her findings apply equally in small towns, big cities, even in a neighborhood like Columbia City with its busy thoroughfare. Business owner Kate Gill has gotten used to the noise from the road. The cafe door often stands open, facing an intersection. The trees, in fact, literally provide a buffer between the cafe and the traffic. Gill walks outside and points to one of the sycamore trees that was hit after a car careened onto the sidewalk.
The tree caught it right here, and it damaged. It took out a chunk out of the bark, but other than that, it's not damaged and doesn't show any disrepair. So the tree actually saved my building, which is almost all glass on the outside, so we were very lucky that day, or that night.
But the trees in Columbia City have also turned out to be more of a burden than Gill anticipated. She thought the city of Seattle, which owns the trees, would pretty much take care of them.
I didn't realize that they wouldn't at all. It was all up to us to keep it clean, to keep it weeded, to keep it free of garbage, which is constantly there, cigarette butts, dog feces, everything. We clean all that up. We make sure that the leaves are all raked up at the end of the year. We clean up all the dead branches that drop as well.
Gill says if they don't take care of the leaves, they can choke the drains, causing a flood.
We're in a traditionally kind of a poor neighborhood, so the city doesn't come and clean out the sewers anyway. They just year after year after year accumulate all this garbage, and we have to pull the grates off and reach our hands in and pull out all these leaves and the garbage and the gunk because it has come up and flooded into this building right here. It just breaches over the sidewalk and runs in.
When things go wrong with trees, Nolan Rehnquist gets the phone call. He's one of two Seattle City arborists and is responsible for trees like the ones outside Gill's Cafe. Over the years, he's fielded calls from disgruntled business owners. Most complain that trees are hiding their storefront, but sometimes the trees are a convenient scapegoat for other failings, says Rehnquist.
Sometimes we'll get people thinking that the reason their district is not doing well is because there are trees there causing numerous problems. You know, all trees have warts, so to speak, and you're not going to find the perfect tree that doesn't drop leaves or doesn't do this or doesn't do that. And basically, we'll just try to work with them to alleviate those problems as best we can.
Trees in Seattle business districts get special protection by city government. Rehnquist says he's even paid city crews overtime to prune trees when it won't disrupt business. Even so, arborist Rehnquist says the overall number of trees in the city has been declining for 15 years. Trees might be good for bringing in customers, but researcher Wolfe cautions that vegetation isn't a panacea for a struggling business.
On occasion, I've had people say, oh, this is great. I'm going to go out and plant a tree in front of my business, and, you know, that should help. The point we're trying to make with the research is this is something that has to happen district-wide. And why? Well, the perception of the place is what is important, rather than door-by-door or business-by-business.
Wolfe's studies are particularly useful for cities trying to revitalize aging downtowns. The next step is now for planners to better understand how commercial districts can capitalize on shoppers' preference for a leafy canopy. For Soundprint, I'm Gordon Black.